Blog Talk Radio.
United States as well, but we are blessed this morning because our guest will be bringing us some gorgeous sunshine from the island of Jamaica. And before I give you a briefing of or a reminder, if you may, of who my guest is, I just want to remind you that you can call in, and the number to call is 9158166, and I will get the chat room up momentarily. But I tell you, we are so privileged this morning. Our guest this morning is Dr. Tasca Hare, and Dr. Tasca Hare is from the sunny island of Jamaica. She's a qualified dietitian. She's an ordained minister. She is a spiritual coach. She's an empowerment specialist for inner city women and girls and men. She is just all over the place. She's also the editor and publisher of Healing Touch magazine, which you will hear more about. And that magazine is published globally. So we're going to be hearing a lot about Dr. Hare in the first hour. And then the second hour of today's show, you will be spending it with myself. And we're going to be talking about some of the things that you ought to be doing in the new year. So my honored guest has been sitting out in the virtual green room just waiting to inspire and empower you, my listeners. So sit back, grab your pen and paper, tweet and text everybody you know to tell them to tune in, because this is a must listen to segment on the New Day show this morning. So without any further delay, I want to take this privilege to welcome Dr. Tasca Hare to the show. Dr. Hare, good morning, and how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You probably heard me in the opening statement. We are looking on some gorgeous snow here. I'm looking out the window, and it's all the evergreens that are there. I don't know they're evergreens, because no, they're everwhites, because they're all covered with the snow. But I just know that you're going to be sending a lot of positive energy here, and I'm going to be warm inside, and so are the listeners. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to empower my listeners and to inspire them. Now, Doctor, here, you travel extensively around the world doing what you like to do. So we have a lot to talk about in this first hour. But would you take this time to just tell the listeners about who Dr. Tasca here is, about her humble beginnings in life, and then we are going to move full force into all the amazing things that you are now doing across the world.
Hello?
Yes. Can
yes,
you not?
Okay, I'm on here. Yes, okay. I am hearing you clearly.
Okay.
Well, I am just a little Jamaican girl, but one that always had big dreams. I had a grandfather who always instilled in me that I can do great things. So that came from childhood, that came from within the home. That strong self-confidence, that knowing that I can be great, that greatness is inside of me. And so I grew up always going to the heights.
Yes.
I remembered my first job, just doing clerical work, and I wasn't satisfied with it, and I moved myself right up next to the manager. I've always been a person that believes going to the heights. Mm-hmm. People say the sky is the limit, but for me, it's not, because men are now walking on the moon. So I go beyond the sky, I go to the moon. So I always am a visionary, and I see great things. I dream big, and I go further than the limit that is set for me. So yes. That's the kind of person I am, and I think that is what has always motivated me to go forward, mm-hmm. and to also encourage people not to limit themselves, to get out of the box, because the universe has limitless possibilities, mm-hmm. and it's just for us to reach for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I thank you for the way that you have laid this out, because the sky is the limit when you are depending on your resource. But when you depend on the plan and the purpose that God brought you to this universe for, there are no limits. Because as you say, the universe is limitless. So even for a little Jamaican girl whose grandfather instilled in her that, sweetheart, you can be anything you want to be in this world. Doesn't matter what is going on around you. You can be the shining star when everything else around you seemed dark. And you took that and you held on to that. And now you are not that little girl anymore. But what Granddad told you you were capable of doing, you are traveling the world proving him right. How is your grandfather still alive?
No. He made his transition a few years ago. But his spirit lives on.
Yes, and he knows. And I know he's sitting on his rocking chair on his veranda. And right now he has the biggest grin on his face because he's saying, that's my girl. I always knew that she on this day would be impacting the rest of the world. And this is what something that as parents or as caregivers of children, we need to encourage them to move full force into whom they were created to be. Not what society says, not what the Joneses believe, but what God created them to be. Because we were all created unique. We are authentic people. But we get in this world and we get sidetracked and derailed by what society expects from us. During your journey, Doctor, here, have you encountered any opposition in society to what your granddaddy told you that could have derailed you, but you stepped above that to excel?
I think so. But
are you there?
The thing about me, yes. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello? Yes.
Yes,
I'm
go
saying,
ahead. Go ahead.
That could be so many times different in life. I call them challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Challenges come, and what challenges do is challenge you to overcome and to go further. I
mm-hmm.
oftentimes use the analogy of the river with those
mm-hmm.
big stones in it. The
mm-hmm.
stones don't hinder the water from moving. The water moves over those rocks and keep
mm-hmm.
going.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever challenges are there for me,
mm-hmm.
it's just putting a gear and going over and keep
mm-hmm.
moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because the key in life is to be focused. When you know
mm-hmm.
what you want,
mm-hmm.
you remain focused to that. And
mm-hmm.
so the distractions,
mm-hmm.
you don't take it. Another
mm-hmm.
analogy I like to use is the horse.
Mm-hmm.
The horse wears blinkers. Therefore, his eyes are ahead of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's not looking to the right or the left. He's focused and he's going forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So once you're going forward, the challenges are there. But you are seeing the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
So that does not slow you down. You just keep going.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
So, when you have that self-confidence and when you have that belief that you can, I mean, sometimes you don't recognize that, wow, that was a challenge. Maybe it's after you say, wow, I didn't even realize that.
Because
you're so focused.
Exactly. And you have a tunnel vision, which is what I call what you just mentioned. Because in this life, we need tunnel vision in which to excel and to move forward. Because those obstacles that you spoke about, those are the things that helps us to gain momentum and help us to build credibility. Because every time those challenges hit you and you work over them and around them and you excel, you come out stronger on the other side. So nothing will stop you unless you allow it to stop you. So you got to be focused. You take responsibility and know that if it is to be, it's up to you. And only you, no man, no woman, no society, no government will stop you. Only you can stop you. You got to do what it takes to succeed. So let's talk about being a dietitian. What
mm-hmm.
was that? What was that career like for you?
Actually, that was in my teen years after leaving high school.
Yeah.
And not so sure what I wanted was to do, but
mm-hmm.
I always liked nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And you wear the white, huh? But
yeah.
I wasn't good at chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make it well with chemistry. And so when I applied for college, they said, well, the chemistry is what would let you get into nursing. So
mm-hmm.
I said, what other programs are there? And they said, dietetics, which is
mm-hmm.
that. So
mm-hmm.
I did that, and because I like caring for people, so I
mm-hmm.
enjoyed that time in my life where,
mm-hmm.
you know, preparing meals, working in a hospital, preparing
mm-hmm.
meals for the different illnesses, people with diabetes, people
mm-hmm.
with, you know, high blood pressure.
Different. Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
after that, I wanted more.
Right, 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 right.
So I did that for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I knew that I wanted more. And the more I felt the more within me I wanted was a spiritual, to develop my spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when I pulled out of that and started going to Bible school.
Right. So based on what you're telling me, everything that you do, spirituality has a major role in it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, because there are a lot of people in today's society who get controlled by religion and still not fulfilling their full life purpose, because they do not know the difference between religion and spirituality. Have you encountered that? There are some people who allow the religion from preventing them from being what God has called them to do?
Well, that's taking me into theology, but I'll just give my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that religion binds you.
Mm-hmm.
You are not liberated. For me, I became a Christian at age 23. I went to church. I did everything the church said. Spoke in tongues, did everything, all the rules and everything, but still I felt void.
Mm-hmm.
I did all the things. If it was to dance in the spirit, I get taught, I think I danced the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm a person, I go for this, I really put everything into it. And I'm not knocking it, it's good.
That's right.
But every one of us are here for a purpose and on a spiritual journey.
Yes, yes.
And wherever each person's journey takes them, I respect that.
That's right.
So if for you, it's Muslim, if for the other person it's Jewish, if for the other person it's Catholic, we are all one.
That's right.
Except that we are taking different paths and different roads, but the objective, I believe, is one.
That's right.
So it's the religion that I believe confuses us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't do your hair, if you don't do this, if you don't follow this, whatever. But the key to it is love.
That's right.
And love is what the entire universe wants. Every single human being wants love.
Every religion,
every denomination, that is really what people are in there seeking for more love and for things to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not a religious person. I tell people, I'm a minister of religion, a licensed ordained minister, but I am not into religion. I'm a spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
I have a personal relationship with my maker.
Yes.
And that is what matters. That's who directs my life.
Exactly.
That's where I get my inspiration from within me.
That's right.
It can be a controversial topic, and I don't go into controversial things because the truth is, and it doesn't need anyone to defend it.
Nor debate it.
Right.
You know.
The truth is, but as I say, all the nations of the world and all the different pockets of denominations and religions, we are all one.
That's right.
It's just
that
we take different paths. And
that's
I respect everyone for their belief and their opinion. That's the path they are on now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they'll go further or they may say, I don't know. But my thing, my spirituality teaches me within me that I am one with all nature, everyone. And so I respect people's belief because that's where they are at this time in their consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
At this moment, that's where they are.
I tell a lot of time I have the conversation with people, I said, You're going to be very surprised when you get into heaven, because the same person you didn't want to look on the line at the post office, you're going to be right next to that person in heaven. So why not begin to be pleasant with here on earth? You know, because as you say, religion have all the different rules and who is going to do this and who is going to be this and who is going to be that. And that could take another 4 or 5 episodes of show to talk about that. But the, what I agree with you on is that we are all spiritual beings. And when we embrace and operate out of that, we understand that wherever we are, that is our church. That is our congregation. We don't have to go into a building. It's good that you go into the building for the fellowship. But you don't have to go in there to say, well, that's how I'm going to get into heaven because I'm a better, dancer or whatever. All those rules. So I'm glad that you share your thought on that. Now, so you move out of being a dietitian because you realized that there was some stuff that was going on. And you have been traveling the world basically to inspire people. What are some of the territories and fields that this travel has taken you into? And what are some of the people that you have been privileged to work with?
Well, for me, I started, I'm from Kingston, Jamaica. And I always believe that charity begins at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with a trip to the Caribbean. I have been to the most of the Caribbean islands.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just the Dominican Republic that I have not been to yet, and Aruba, but
mm-hmm.
most of them. And when I go into these Caribbean countries, what I do is set up groups.
Mm-hmm.
I set up small groups. I'm a person who believes in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that prayer is what leads me, gives me the direction that helps me to get things unfolding. So
mm-hmm.
the first thing I do, I go in and I set up a prayer group within that country.
Mm-hmm.
So my vision is now empowered by prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I have
mm-hmm.
whatever the vision to do in your country,
mm-hmm.
it is empowered by people within that country praying.
Yes.
For the vision to
mm-hmm.
take place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I started in the Caribbean islands. And usually when I begin my work, I usually link with a church.
Yes.
Because in every community worldwide, the church has its place.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to a church or a school, those are places where the community comes out.
Comes together, yeah.
They come together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I usually have a base,
mm-hmm.
you know, either from a church or a school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do the same in London
mm-hmm.
when I went there. And then I went to Switzerland
mm-hmm.
where I set up another prayer group
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. That is basically it, and I continue
mm-hmm.
to be in touch with persons.
Yes.
To set up counseling. Some of
mm-hmm.
the projects, you know, I realized that I would have to be on the ground more often,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
which doesn't always happen.
But the beauty
the
beauty with empowerment is that the group of persons that you have empowered, it is now their responsibility to use you as a consultant as they take the baton or the torch up to continue that work. Because you have showed them how it can be done. And, you know, with internet and all the other things that are accessible to people across the world. They can still do the work and consult you as if you are right there on site with them if they chose to.
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to touch on the magazine because you're only on for the first hour, and I wouldn't want that to go by without talking about the magazine. Healing Touch Center. Let us talk about the birth of the magazine.
Okay. Well, I as you know, I am a counselor. I do social work, mainly in the inner city communities of Kingston.
Yes.
And I've been doing that over 20 years, and I really have a passion for that. So my job is going in, setting up projects, I mean, getting fantastic results and working with the people who may seem, quote-unquote, underdogs.
Mm-hmm.
I love working with them because I know within them is value, greatness, and once you can help them to identify, they come out on top.
That's
and
right.
And so in 2007, I went to British Columbia to work at a camp, a youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to do this because I wanted a different experience working with teenagers outside of Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So I in 2007, I went to British Columbia, Vancouver, where I worked for 4 months at a youth camp as counselor. After I left, after that time was finished, friends I had met different people wanted to invite me to their hometown, and I chose one person to go with.
Mm-hmm.
During my stay there, I ended up working voluntarily with the Salvation Army to do a project for kids. So that took another month. And during my third week, I fell and broke my ankle.
Mm.
So that I had surgery. I could not put weight on the foot, so that was it. So I returned to Jamaica a month later. So now I'm unable to do what I always do, go around, go into communities and run it, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yes.
So after about the first 3 weeks, during my prayer time, I said, Father, I am bored. I can't live like this. Mm. I have to be up in bed. I can't move. And I want to talk to people. I want to, you know, there are things on my heart I want to share.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the mornings during my meditation, the idea came to me, why don't you do a magazine?
Wow.
I said, a magazine? I've never done a magazine.
Mm.
And the spirit said to me, the voice within said to me, while you were in Canada, recovering, lying in that bed, you were writing articles.
Mm.
You know, things that came to me, I began writing them in a book that I would eventually share.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes. And then the spirit within me said, but those are articles that you can put in a magazine.
Mm.
I thought, really?
Wow.
And so I contacted a graphic artist in Canada that I met, and I asked her, can you do magazine? She said, yes. I said, well, you know, I have an idea for a magazine, and I'll get back in touch with you. So just the ideas just came. I had nobody, no consultancy, but Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And within 3 weeks, I had a magazine out.
Wow. And
the magazine was born.
When did you give birth? What year was this?
I gave birth to this in 2008.
2008. Yes, because
I had my accident took place in 2007 October. I returned to Jamaica in December of 2007, and the magazine was birthed a year later.
Because I have right in front of me here the anniversary volume where you're on the front cover. And I must tell you, gorgeous pictures, gorgeous picture. I wish the rest of the world could see the radiance of this this picture of you and throughout, because you are featured in the anniversary edition. I also have the May and June issue of the magazine, where you're featuring another Polly Brown, who's another woman who is empowered to be doing some things in Ghana. And I also have the October 2010 issue, where you featured a dancer, Kalea Adams. I think she's out of California or someplace.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm reading out all these different things so that people who are listening understand the wealth of information that is in the magazine and the diversity that it covers. And I've been reading through these and look on the different articles that your subscribers have done. You have in excess of 14 at the time of when this recognition was done. You had in excess of 14 subscribers who are from across the world, who are contributing life-changing articles to your readers. So I hope that after this segment, and people who are listening to the archive will see it fit to subscribe for the magazine, because it is distributed globally. Or even if it's not in all the countries yet, it is close to getting there. And for that reason of it being distributed globally, business owners or people who have a service can also advertise in the magazine, because there's also an opportunity for them to do that. So I want to, before I go to the next question, I want to remind people to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And don't hang up when you call in. You got to wait until I get to you, because there were some people who called in and hang up. You need to give us time to finish our thread of thought that we are on. So don't be impatient. I will get to you as soon as I can. So, Dr. Hare, let's talk about where you want to see the magazine going in the next, let's look at 4 years. What would you like to see happening with the magazine?
Well, within 4 years, I'd like the magazine to be in every country of the world. Mm-hmm. And for the magazine to get to a place where it doesn't have to be sold, but I can have a sponsor who believes in empowerment, believes in the dream, and it can be distributed in schools, because I have a page for children, things to empower kids. I would just want children to get that in their hands, because when we begin teaching our children positive attributes and values from an early age, and the joy of reading, it does much for them. Mm-hmm. And so for me, within 4 years, I'd like every school to have it. I mean, all over the world, shipping them off to schools and churches and putting them in businesses for free. Mm-hmm. But within 4 years, I believe, and maybe before 4 years, I'll be able to attract a sponsor who will say, okay, I'll sponsor 1 million copies, mm-hmm, or 500,000 copies. I'll pay for that. Mm-hmm. And I can get it all over and give it for free. That's, mm-hmm, my heart's desire. That everyone can have this magazine to read for free.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, And you know that once we make our request known to universe, there is no other way than for it to deliver what we request. So I am in total agreement with you for the manifestation of a sponsor who will be sponsoring 1 million plus copies, so that the people who are in need of the magazine over the world will have access to that. So we are ready, we are willing, we are waiting, and the sponsor is on his or her or their way, because there is room for more than one sponsor. I know that you're also looking for advertisers. What are some of the businesses that you would love to see as advertisers in the magazine?
Well, in terms of Jamaica, we have the Grace, Maggie. It doesn't matter. I have a food page. I have a page that give recipes. I have a travel page. So if like people who are in the travel business who want business like outside of the United States of America, people to come to their country, they can advertise in my magazine. Mm-hmm. I have a travel page. I have a kids page. People want a sponsor page, you know, with an article for the children, something to inspire them, they can do that. You can sponsor a page. If you want me to feature you, you can pay for that. I can have it done. If you're in the food business, if you're in the beauty business, whatever business you're in, you can advertise with us. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It will be my pleasure.
And because the magazine is distributed globally, as a matter of fact,
yes.
Anywhere you are in the world, if you are looking for visibility around what you are doing, it can be done. I don't want people to hear you say Jamaica and think it's only Jamaican business that can advertise in the magazine. It's open to the public across the world, and this show is heard around the world. So if any persons in Israel and think that they are looking to empower children, yes, you can be part of advertising in the magazine. So,
and with you, when people advertise, for me, the magazine is not about me. My advertisers are also partnering with me to get the word out. I mm-hmm. see my advertisers as partners.
Yes.
That together they believe in the dream, and together we are getting the positive messages out.
Yes.
I feature people from around the world. My last guest was Kahila Adams from California. So my magazines go worldwide. I do
mm-hmm.
not only feature persons from my country.
Right.
I have subscribers from in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of the UK, parts, mainly
part
London.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, parts. I have subscribers in the United States, mainly Florida,
mm-hmm.
some in the Bronx. I
mm-hmm.
also have subscribers in Canada,
mm-hmm. which
is Toronto, British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in all the states,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
I do have subscribers from overseas.
Mm-hmm. And I know you are in the process of developing a system where people can subscribe and have the magazine delivered. And I know as soon as that is ready, you will be back here to tell people how to tap into that. Because I know you and I spoke, and that's one of the things that you want to see happen, is to have the magazine being delivered to families so that they can have that too on their coffee table, and as a family have something positive that they can look through as a family. Because it's not every magazine that you can say that, hey, I'll put it on my coffee table for guests to read, children to read, everybody to read. But I can indeed say that this is a magazine that is family worthy. It is coffee table accredited, and it can hang around for anybody to look in there, because there's nothing in there that is not family worthy. So it is indeed able to enhance the family. Is there anything else you would like to say about the magazine?
As you spoke about that, in Jamaica, people buy them and put in doctors' offices while people are waiting. Mm-hmm. They are in hospitals. They are all over places, mm-hmm, where people go for appointments and have to wait.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are stationed in areas like that, and mm-hmm, I get calls all the time. People say, "Wow, I enjoy this magazine. How can I subscribe?"
Mm-hmm.
You know. So yes, it is coffee table. It is worthy all over. Because,
you know what?
You
mentioned about having it in the doctor's office, and that's a great place, because the back page that has the 30 or 31 days of motivation. Can you imagine a patient who is in the doctor's office waiting, and they go to that page and read through? By the time they get in to see their doctor, they are going to be so relaxed that they will be prepared for whatever news will come their way. You know, the doctor's office and visit can be a place of anxiety. This is a great advantage. Doctors themselves should be contributing to put it out there for their clients. This is a real, 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 real good thing. Real good thing for that. Okay, we are moving down into the first hour, and we spent our time on the magazine, which I'm happy about, because I wanted you to get the word out about that. I want to talk about some of the work that you are doing locally in your inner city. I know that you have no age limit to the people you touch, because there is one woman especially that I learned about while I was on the island last week. And I learned about a woman who is 50 plus that you have added an important value to her life. Would you like to talk about that?
Okay, that's one of many. Elaine Kramer. I met her while working in a community called Waterhouse. It's a volatile community, meaning that people there are unemployed. They just hang out on the streets. And, you know, that I guess that's what, mm-hmm, you sort of would call the projects in America. I don't know, mm-hmm, if it's something like that. They, mm-hmm, you know, people waiting on handouts and stuff, mm-hmm, like that. But, mm-hmm, one of the things I do when I go in these communities, I am able to easily identify people's gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I met I was working in that community with over 100 persons.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that Elaine had a certain persona. There was,
mm-hmm,
something different about her. The,
mm-hmm,
way she spoke, the way she carried herself, and I began really talking up to her now.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that from age 15, she had dropped out of school because she had a lot of kids,
mm-hmm,
and started having children.
Mm-hmm.
And then after having the children, those children started having children early. So,
mm-hmm,
she was now tied down with all these grandkids. You know, it's a cycle, you know.
Yeah, I know that, yes.
Up, mm-hmm. And then they don't work. They just start doing the same thing. So we started sharing, and she told me she liked writing poems, and but she spoke so intelligently.
Mm-hmm.
So I started taking books. She said she likes to read. So,
mm-hmm,
each week when I go down to work in the community, I would take books from off my bookshelves,
mm-hmm,
and I would take and give her. And before,
mm-hmm,
the week is over, I get back the book, and she's ready for another one.
Mm-hmm.
She read them. really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was doing a project for the Pat Francis Ministries out of Toronto,
mm-hmm.
in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, this would be an opportunity to ask if they could sponsor Elaine to do nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a health fair that they were going to be putting on in Jamaica. I was
mm-hmm.
the local project coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So I am now interacting with a lot of medical people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I contacted them and I said, how would you like to sponsor one of the ladies from the inner city community from where I work?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that would be good. So
mm-hmm.
I got this full sponsorship for her. And that year, she started nursing. She
wow.
got her uniforms, books,
mm.
everything.
Beautiful.
And she even got sponsorship for her bus fare or
mm.
lunch money per week
mm-hmm.
she would collect.
Beautiful.
And I am telling you that she was the A student.
Mm.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
From age 50, over 35 years not going to school and be thrown into a situation like that, she was making A's. So
beautiful.
There are a lot of people that seem
beautiful.
To be stagnant, as if they're not going nowhere, as if
mm-hmm.
they're just neglected, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there are things within them that if there is one person who can identify, pull it out of them, help them to pull themselves out of the rut, they
mm-hmm.
can be useful to society
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
help to build a society.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Elaine did her nursing and completed it,
mm-hmm.
and it's now working.
Amen.
So that's one employed person
mm-hmm.
out of a community,
mm-hmm.
and she now became a role model for others in the community.
That's right.
Which
that's
was interesting.
Right. That's right. That's
and
right.
Her grandchildren, I remember her granddaughter said, I want to be like my grandmama.
Beautiful.
People
beautiful.
Wanted to be like her.
That's right.
So
because
when we empower, if we empower one person, it can, that one person
snowballs.
Can empower 10 others.
Yeah, it snowballs because each and every one of us, doctor here, only need one opportunity. I'm sure.
Yes.
You saw this past week with the big news on CNN and everything about the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Yes, yes, I did.
Doctor, we all only need that one person who is willing to take a chance on us. So long
yes.
as we are faithful and diligent. He knew what he had. And can you imagine if he took pride and was home under the covers, he would not
yes.
have been rediscovered.
Yes, yes.
And that's
yes,
what
yes.
we want to tell people who are listening, whether you're listening in the chat room or listening live or go back on the archive. Expose yourself. Let your story be known. Talk about you so somebody, maybe a Tasca here, maybe a Daphne Clark Hudson, maybe a Susan whomever, maybe a Dorothy whomever. Let somebody know about you and those dormant qualities and talents that you have lined so we can help you to tap into an opportunity. It is never over. They say until the fat woman sings. And until your breath leaves the body and you are 6 foot under, it is never over for you. Age has nothing to do because the lady that Dr. Hare just spoke about, she's 50 plus. And she is now a nurse that is empowering and inspiring her grandchildren and hopefully her children and the rest of her community. And if it's only one person that you help to empower, it's okay. Because not everybody gets it. Because she could have said to you, Dr. Year, I'm too old. You better check my daughter or my granddaughter. Girl, you crazy? You know how old I am, but she didn't do that. She embraced the opportunity you brought to her. Amazing, amazing. We have 10 minutes remaining in the first hour. Dr. Eyre, what would you like to leave the listeners with? This is a new year. It's a year of new invention. You know, I was on a call yesterday with some of my colleagues from across the world. And the call was led by Michael E. Gerber. No, I mean on Monday. The call was led by Michael E. Gerber, who is the E-Myth author and an expert in the area of entrepreneur. And as we all came on the call, Michael asked each of us one question: how old are you? And when you told him how old you were, he said, oh, you have had X amount of New Year's. So if you were 25 years old, he said, oh, you have had 25 New Year's. And I sat and I listened as people from across the world came on and he asked the question. And I keep thinking, yes, we have all had those New Year's. What are we willing to do to make this New Year stand out more and to make a difference in our lives? So what would you like to leave the listeners with, Dr. Eyre?
Well, there is a little quote that I live by. It says, discovery consists not in seeking new landscape, but in having new eyes. I'll repeat it. It says, discovery consists not in seeking new landscape, but in having new eyes.
Beautiful.
Each opportunities are forever before us.
Yes.
Unlimited possibilities. Every day there are miracles passing us by.
Yes.
Every day there are possibilities available to us. Every
yes.
single day.
Yes.
But it's not trying to discover this and that. It's having new eyes.
That's right.
Eyes to see. Eyes to recognize. And something I had prayed about 2 years ago, I remember directly. I always wondered, how do I identify these opportunities? How do I know that this is an opportunity or this is a possibility? And
mm-hmm.
I remember a colleague saying to me, you have to be more aware.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Awareness.
That's right.
And I said, God, I want you to give me a higher awareness.
Yes,
make
antennas.
Me so aware that
mm-hmm.
I can easily identify
mm-hmm.
these things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
The possibilities. Some people say, nothing is happening for me. Oh, things are so down. The solutions are there. It is within us. It is right where we are.
That's right. That's right.
Right. We were born with everything that we needed for
mm-hmm.
this life. Everything
mm-hmm.
that we needed, we
mm-hmm.
were born with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we seek it outside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
All that we need is within us.
Mm-hmm.
All the power we need to live this life is within us.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been trained by society that it is outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the more time we spend, we spoke about spirituality earlier, in
mm-hmm.
meditation, in quiet time, in reflection, in contemplation, the ideas come, the
mm-hmm.
answers come,
mm-hmm.
the all that we need emerges from within us,
mm-hmm.
and we say, wow, I just had an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was always there within you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was always there.
Mm-hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
we were born great beings, spiritual beings. We were born with greatness within us.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that we need is within us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, what you just said, all of us need to begin to see ourselves as radio transmitter that picks up frequency. Now, if the antennas are not out, there's no frequency that will be picked up. So our awareness as human beings are our antennas, and we need to go around with them highly extended so that we pick up the frequencies that is out there in order to utilize and embrace what we were called to be. Doctor here, how does people get in touch with you? The other thing, I don't know whether you have that where you are or not. Would you like to tell people how much it costs for them to advertise in the magazine? Or are you prepared
okay.
to do that?
Yes, I can. With a full page, to advertise a full page, for a full page in the magazine will cost $200 US. That's a full page ad in the magazine.
Yes.
If you do
Hold on. What's the size of the magazine? Because I'm not good at this. This is, it's bigger than 8.5. What is it? You know the measurement?
I think it's 11 by 17.
Okay, 11 by 17.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's the full page, 200.
Yes. A half page is 200 for a full page, and a half page is $90.
Uh-huh.
$90.
Quarter
and
page?
A quarter page is $60.
Did you say 60?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
A quarter page is 60 U.S., a half page is 90 U.S., and a full page is 200 U.S.
And a business card size?
A business card size would be about 35.
$35.
Because it would be less than a quarter. It would be about half a quarter.
Right.
Yes.
I just want you to put all the thing because I know your website is under construction, so I know we didn't have a website to send the people to right now, but this is, this information is recorded in this episode, and I want you to know you are blessed. I don't allow every guest to do this, but I know you are doing a phenomenal work for God, and if there's any way that I can help to add value to what you're doing, I want to do that, and that's why I allow you to do that. So I know there are many entrepreneurs and businesses that can benefit from this magazine. I see that magazine helping them to get their business globally, because a lot of the entrepreneurs do business that they can serve people on the internet and, you know, on the computer, Skype, or whatever they're going to use. So seeing that the magazine is going out globally, why not get their place in this? And this is affordable rate that everybody can afford. So how do they get in touch with you, Dr. Air, to discuss
I can be emailed at Center of Healing, one word, Center of Healing, which is spelled CENTRE,
mm-hmm.
centerofhealing@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know what the Spirit just lead me to tell you is that you need to create something on Facebook that you put this information on that you just told me, so people out there can utilize this. Because honestly, everybody deserve to be in this magazine. I'm looking to put my service and business in there as well. So why not put it out where people can grab it? I'll do my best to share this information with people I know can benefit from it.
Yes,
so,
and it's church. And two, if people who don't have businesses and want to advertise can sponsor a page.
Mm-hmm.
If they're into children, if they're into stuff for kids or travel agencies and want to sponsor the travel page, they can sponsor it, share their experience, and you get the page and you pay for the page.
Mm-hmm. Is there any Is there a telephone number they can contact you by, or
on the back of my magazine are the contact number. You could use that.
All right, let me. Okay,
There's a 453 number.
Yes, I see it. Let me read this out for you, for the listeners. The number to contact Dr. Tasca here, who is the editor and publisher of the Healing Touch magazine, is 876-453-5238. And if you want to fax her, you can use this 876-923-8522. So, and if you have any question, feel free to send me an email via the radio site, and I will get that communication to her. Well, Dr. Tasca here, it was a pleasure speaking with you on the New Day show, where we inspire, empower, and inform our listeners. Do you have a closing thought before you go, ma'am?
Yes, well, I am wishing for all the listeners a wonderful and prosperous new year. We are just 12 days gone into it. And I encourage you to dream big. Get new eyes. See beyond. See beyond the sky. Go further. And the bigger your dream is the wider your business or whatever project will be. Because the bigger you dream is, the more will come in. The universe will send all that is needed. The right people will come. All that you need to fulfill that dream is already available, and it will just come into you. So I say dream big for 2011.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much, Dr. Tasca here. And I look forward to many more conversations with you on a New Day show. Have a blessed day, ma'am.
Thank you very much. My pleasure, Clark Hudson.
Thank you, thank you. Well, I know I told you how powerful this lady was, Dr. Tasca here. She has a very colorful and empowering career, and she's doing amazing things across the world. So I hope you really take the advantages of getting your business in this magazine. It's colorful, it's vibrant, it is educational. And I mean, that's a price that you all can afford. The one thing I forgot was to ask her was about how often the magazine come. But I think, and I will correct this on other segment, I think the magazine comes out every other month. So it's and we didn't talk about the distribution numbers, but it's she have large numbers. So give her a call again. The number to reach her is 876-453-5238. And if you need to fax her, you can fax her at 876-923-8522, and you ask for Dr. Tasca Hare. It's T-A-S-K-A-H-A-R-E. And she is the editor and publisher of the Healing Touch magazine, which is out of the sunny island of Jamaica. You heard her put her request out, what she's looking for this magazine to be in the homes of people across the world, where she can help to empower families. She's looking for sponsors who can help her get this happening, where instead of charging for the magazine, you can have it free in your family, because it is that good that she wants to have it in the hands of families across the world. So that was my first hour with Dr. Tasca here. And now you and I will be spending the remaining 55 minutes of this show. And I want to now tell you Happy New Year, everybody. And as you heard me mention about a question that was posed by one of my colleagues, my colleague Gerber, about how old are you? And when you said how old you were, he then said that you have had that many New Year. Well, the one question I want to ask you today, 2011 is here. And what are some of your decisions to make this an abundantly prosperous year? Not only for you, but for your country, for your family, for your community, for all the people that you encounter each and every day. What makes this year different? I'll tell you, for me, in a few weeks, I want you to stay tuned because I'll be launching a new company that will allow me to serve people more efficiently, to empower people wherever they are. And I am extremely excited about what we are getting ready to launch. I'm working with a branding person right now, and we are on the final leg of that. And I'm already getting goosebumps about what everything is going to look like. So stay tuned. If you are not yet following me on Twitter, look me up on Twitter, Dynamic Daphne. Follow me on Facebook, Daphne Clark Hudson. I also have a fan page on Facebook, The Queen of the Empowered Soul, because you don't want to miss the news when I launch. I want you to be there. I have many followers and supporters. I thank you for all your support over the years. So we are looking to do amazing things. So stay tuned and support me. I want to remind you that if you have anything special that you are doing for this new year to turn your life and your career around, you can call me at 646-915-8166. So for myself and my businesses, one of the things that I'm looking to do this year is to conduct dreaming rooms. Now, dreaming rooms are a program which awaken the entrepreneur within. And this program is created and is part of the Michael E. Gerber companies. Michael E. Gerber is the founder of the Michael E. Gerber Companies and Origination. He's the author of E-Myth Revisited. And the dreaming room is the child of the E-Myth, the E-Myth Revolution. Because it is the program that you do. It's only 36 weeks. It is only 36 hours. And it helps you to awaken the entrepreneur within. So even before you do your business plan, you would attend the dreaming room. And I will be the one who is personally leading my dreaming room. And I will help you to flush out, extract, and bring to surface all those dreams that are lying dormant inside. And we will help to prioritize. And before the end of the 36 hours or 12 weeks, you will be able to formulate that dream into an extraordinary business. So a lot of us who are already in business, we are running ordinary business, but after we sit through the dreaming room, it will help us to now create extraordinary businesses. This is happening all around the world, and I was privileged to be among the first hand-picked facilitators that got licensed back in July to be Michael E. Gerber Origination Dreaming Room Facilitator. So I am looking to have you share this amazing time with me. So leave me a message on the show site that you want additional information. Or call me at 860-355-9838. And I can make arrangements to meet with you and to give you information on how you can awake the entrepreneur within. I want to also let you know that the new year is a time for new you. It is our time. It is our month. It is our year. And nothing can prevent us from claiming this time if we decide we want to take responsibility. We want to take action. We want to be so aware that no opportunity passes us by. We need to be ready. It is better, as Les Brown says, to be ready for an opportunity and not have one than for an opportunity to come and you are not ready. So every day as you wake up, you need to claim this day. This is my day. This is my time. I am so grateful for all the opportunities that this day presents. This way, when you open your front door and you walk through your front door, opportunity will knock. And because your antennas are up, because you are aware, because you are alert, you will be ready to grab and embrace opportunity. Don't get into the habit of only writing down what some people call New Year's resolution. Because they write them down and they put them away and that is it. I want you to get a journal. I want you to list what your goals and intentions are in there. I want you to lovingly see the manifestation of all these things that you have written down in that journal. It was the beginning of the week, I think, before Thanksgiving, it was the end of October and the 1st of November, because in the USA, we celebrate Thanksgiving in November, and I began doing 30 days of gratitude, where each day I wrote down 21 things that I was grateful for on that day. And I did that for 31 days, or how many days are in November. I did that. And I must tell you that it is amazing to see the result in my life. It is amazing to see that for the 30 days that I listed, the 21 gratitude items, I had enough where I was not repeating myself. Because there's always new things. And each and every one of you can do the same thing. Because there are so many things in your lives that you have not yet shown appreciation for. I want you on this new year, on this 12th day of January 2011, I want you to begin to take action. I want you to grab your journals and beginning today, I want you to begin to do 30 days of gratitude each day. Find 21 things that you are grateful for and list them on that page. And you will see the dramatic turnaround that you will experience in your life. I tell you, since I began doing that, I have encountered many opportunities that I never had before. Even the meeting of Dr. Tasha here is part of that gratitude journaling that I did. Because I was placed in a situation where I was introduced to her. The person who introduced me to her is someone that I've known for over 40 years. And I did not, for those 40 plus years, know that she knew Dr. Ear. So right now that I was ready for the opportunity, I was prepared. The opportunity presented itself, and because I was prepared, I was able to embrace it. Never say never in your life. As yesterday, I was having a conversation with a very dear sister. And she was sharing with me about a conversation where she was having with another woman. And the woman was sharing with her all the things that Spirit has showed her and what the Lord has said to her. And my friend said to me, you know, I cannot truly say that God deals with me in those forms. And I said to her, when you are ready, he will begin. You are not there yet. And she said, well, this stuff is happening now. And I said, in whose now? In your now. Because what we need to understand is that God is not on chronological time. So when something looks like 2 years and 3 years to us, to God it is just a minute or a second. And he can change around this situation by the snip of a finger. He does not have to take long. However, he is going to move us and promote us when he sees that we are ready. So friends, I am telling you, don't sit around and wallow in what is not happening or what has not happened. You need to begin to activate your faith and to know that something is going to happen when I'm ready for it to happen. This whole empowering journey is a process. What we each need to do is to keep moving. We got to be in motion. In order to achieve our dreams, in order to increase God's favor in our life, we have to continually be in motion. It's like the train. You know, I remember when I used to do Mary Kay Cosmetics. Mary Jane Chivon was my national director. And our symbol was a train. And you know, when we weren't making any sales or when we were not getting any recruits, we would also always look on that pin. And we would think the little train that said I could, the little train that said I could, the little train I said I could. And I know for me, each time that I would look on that little train, it energized me to move ahead. It energized me to continue to making the recruiting court. It energized me to winning the car. It energized me to become a director. It energized me to become a senior director driving pink cars. So, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. Even when things does not seem logical to you, don't sit around to figure it out. Just keep doing, keep moving, keep action. Dr. Here mentioned in the first segment about the horse wearing a blinder. It's for you to put on your imaginary blinder on, and it's as if you're going through the tunnel. By the time you hit the middle of that tunnel, it is going to be so dark. But don't see the darkness. Don't look to your right. Don't look to your left. Keep moving. Keep forging ahead. And the closer you get to the end, you're going to see that bright light hit you in the face. And this is what being successful in business and being empowered and having your dreams come true is all about. You hear in the first segment, when Dr. Here mentioned about doing a being a dietitian, and she knew that something was missing. And what was missing was the spiritual relationship and the things she wanted to do in that area. You know that being a dietitian is a very rewarding job because you're helping to educate people back nutritionally to good health. So she could have stayed there and touched those lives, but she pursued greatness based on what her grandfather told her. And each and every one of us has someone in our life that believes in us and will help us to stretch. Because in this life, we have to stretch. It's like giving birth. You know, you stretch that new elastic and the tension is more rigid. And it's the same thing with us. We have to stretch. A lot of times, we stretch until it hurts. But I tell you, personally, where there is no pain, there is no gain for me. Each time that I encounter a painful situation, and when I see the lesson in there, I had to step back from the situation. You know, they say you cannot view the picture if you're in the frame. You got to be outside the frame to see the picture. So as I step back from those painful situations, I say, let me dissect what's happening here and let me see what are the lessons here that I learned. So I'm sharing that to say what I want you to do is that for all the New Year's resolution that you wrote over these years, how many years? I don't know how many years you have been writing. I would like for you to take all of those things. I want you to go through them with a highlighter. Highlight each item. Dissect it and look and say, how did this item end up? Did I learn any lesson from it? How did it help to enhance or inspire my life? And you move down your list. And as you do this, I want you to begin to jot down in this new journal the insights that you have gathered as you were dissecting all these old things that you wrote down. Now, remember, this is for you. You are not doing this activity to impress your spouse or your significant other or your boss or your children. It is for you that you are doing this. And in order to move ahead, you got to be honest to yourself. The other thing that you need to do in this process is to begin to love yourself more. Because until we begin to demonstrate love within our hearts for everything that we set foot to do, we will get negative results. Because all the anger and envy that we harbor in our heart prevents us from becoming the best that we were born to do. So begin to demonstrate and display love. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Stop looking on the outside for love. Because unless you are loving yourself, you are not in a position to love anybody else. I want to take a break and to welcome Angel of Jen. Bye. I want to tell you Happy New Year to you. And I want to thank you for stopping by. And I pray for your continued success this year in everything that you are doing. So, let us continue. So, you're going to look over all the old things that you wrote over the years. I want you to go to the craft store and buy some poster board. And I want you to create a vision board for yourself. The things you want to accomplish in your personal life, the things you want to accomplish in your career, your community, your place of worship for your family, your children, special vacations you want to take. If you want to further your education, you put that on there. You want to start investment, you put that on there. Now, I like to put mine on with like the double end tape because I work a lot with pictures and everything. And especially the dates, I like to move them around. Because sometimes you decide on a date and something happens. Don't get bent out of shape. Just be flexible, be creative, and to change the date around. It's not carved, it's not tattooed in your skin that you can't remove it. You need to be flexible and go with the time. You heard Dr. here mention about everything that she's doing. She likes to go into prayer about it. And I am the same way. I like to be directed as to what direction I need to take. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Begin to spend some quality time with you. You know, there's a lot of us who don't enjoy our own company. And the reason this is so is because we don't love ourselves. We keep looking on the outside for love. But I'm telling you, once you begin to love yourself, you're going to begin to enjoy your own company. Because when you begin to spend quality time with yourself, enjoying your company, you are going to now begin to attract the right people in your surroundings. People who can help you to excel. Now, after you go through and highlight all those things you have been writing down for years, now you have this new list that you have developed. Read through that and put it in two different columns, the things you want to pursue now and the things you want to put on the back burner. After you do that, I encourage you to find a coach that specializes into the things that you are looking to accomplish. It's not every coach out there will be ready to work with you. Before they can say that they can work with you, they need to know what your needs are. I know for me, people will call me up or email me and they want to know how much I charge. And I say, how much I charge for what? If I'm going to tell you that I charge 50 cents, I'm deceiving you. What you need to tell me is what you are looking to accomplish. And after that, once you talk to the coach about what you are looking to accomplish, most of us have packages that we can speak with you about engaging yourself in, whether it's a 3-month starter package or an 18 months or a 9 months or a 12 months. It depends on you. The one thing I can tell you is that you are not going to be getting the end result in 1 or 2 sessions. Because what is happening in your life did not happen overnight. So do not look for a microwave result. So find a coach or a mentor or a role model to work with you on that. So you went over the list, you create a new list in your new journal. Now you reach out to somebody who's going to help to guide you. Now, once you begin to work with the coach or mentor or guide, you need to be committed to the result that you are looking to get. You cannot be goofing off. You got to be persistent. You got to be committed. You got to be focused. You got to work that plan that both you and your coach will develop. Remember that your coach is supposed to help you to stretch. I know that for my clients, I am always asking, and what's the next plan? 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 Tell me your vision for this. Tell me your vision for that. Tell me your vision for that. And sometimes their eyes, when they are working, when we are a one-on-one, their eyes pop open, or if I'm on the phone with them, I will hear a sudden quietness. Because I see my job as your coach to keep extracting, keep digging, keep pulling out, keep pulling, keep pulling, keep pulling. As much as I can get to the surface, because I need for you to look on what's in front of you to make a decision and a plan around so that you can get the good result. The next thing after all of that, what I want you to do, I want for you to begin to build meaningful, positive relationships. The days of lone rangers are all gone. We cannot accomplish anything by ourselves. We need to work with other people. We need to find people that we believe in their vision and they believe in our vision and mission. We work to add value to what they are doing. And in turn, people will want to add value to what you are doing. Do not enter a relationship asking what you can do for me. However, I want you to enter the relationship saying, here is what I can do for you. So long as you want to bless others, you want to make a difference in other people's vision and calling and purpose, There is no way that you can stop the same thing from happening to you. Because once you do good, good is going to come back to you multiplied. So, do not be selfish. You know, be joyful when something good happens to someone you know. Send them a note of congratulations. And let them know how excited you are for them. Spread the good news about what happened to them, because know that today's your day. And you are looking for someone to do the same thing for you. So now you are in the relationships. You got to network, 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 network. You cannot stay home under the covers and get something great happening to you. I'm going to once again mention about the news that was around the airwaves globally this past weekend about a homeless gentleman out in Ohio by the name of Ted Williams. He's now referred to as the man with the golden voice. And he was panhandling and he was out on the streets begging. And one day, a stranger said to him, "Well, if you have the golden voice, say something." And he did. And oh my heavens, that is indeed the golden voice. Can you imagine if Ted had stayed home? Or if he was just begging for a dollar and not let his supporters know the kind of voice he have? He would not have been rediscovered by this stranger. And I know there's a Ted Williams in all of us. There's a Ted Williams in me. There's a Ted Williams in you. There's a Ted Williams in the next person. And in order for that person to show and to be exposed to the world, we need to be willing to expose ourselves. Tell people who we are. Tell them about our stories so that they can help to sell us to the people that they will encounter. I want to remind the people in the chat room that if you have any questions, you can type it. Or if you so desire, you can call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. I want to take this opportunity to welcome guests 25. And on the first segment of the show, we had Dr. Tasca here, which you can pick up from the archives. And I'm now here encouraging callers to call in and to tell me. The number is 646-915-8166. About some of the things you decide to do differently this new year. So guest number 2725, if you have something that you are doing special for this new year to make sure you experience a more abundant, productive life, I would love to hear from you. So give me a call or type it in the chat room and I will read it for the other people to hear what it is. So after you begin to build these amazing relationships and you begin to network and you are telling your story, what you will find out that is happening is that people begin to know about you and they begin to talk about you. Not as in gossip, but as in sharing, well, do you know that Jillian from such and such a place does such and such? She's accomplishing such and such. She can help you with such and such. If you don't take the time to tell people those things, they will not know about it. Now, once you are doing all these things, I want you to know that challenges will come your way. However, because you are so aware of what's going on, you will be empowered and informed how to deal with these challenges and obstacles and struggles that will come your way. And instead of giving up on your goal, you will have the energy and the force and the resource to press in and to move forward to get the end result that you want. I want to just insert in here to let you know that we have started a Sunday evening segment of the radio show. On Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8:30, you can join us on this same station, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne/Clark-Hudson. And this Sunday the 16th, we will be blessed with our guest will be Mrs. Asia USA 2010. She will be our guest. I hope you will come out and support, because she's a Filipino lady. She's 34 years old. She has an amazing story, which she's coming on to share with you. The Sunday segment of the show is dealing and focusing on over stories and persons who have overcome adversities to their empowering, successful life that they now live. And on the 23rd, my guest is going to be Nina Hart out of Florida. And Nina is the author of Forever Young at 50 Plus and two other books she has. And she has an amazing story of being abused and being divorced and left to raise six kids all by herself. Now she's an author and a very successful entrepreneur, and she's going to come on to share her story. So if you have a story of overcoming adversity and would like to tell it on the radio show with me, you can be on one of the Sunday segments where you can share the rest of your story. Our first guest was Sharon Thomas out of Jamaica, West Indies. She had a story of how she invented her life into her true calling and purpose, and she was working in a corporate. So we have all amazing guests lined up for you. So happened that they are all women, but if you are a man who is listening to this advertisement and want to come on to tell your story, leave me a note here on the radio site, and I will be in touch with you, because I am looking for stories. So this is a new year, and each and every 24 hours that we are blessed to see a new day, we have the privilege and the opportunity to be a new person. There is no lack. There is sufficient in the universe for all of us. Those of you who listen to the economists and the financial wizards, you hear them say time and time and time again that a lot of millionaires and multimillionaires were created in the time of the recession. I want to tell you to believe that, and also to forge for all that you can in this 2011 year. I also want to express my sympathy to the families out in Arizona who have encountered that tragedy. And also to Congresswoman, I'm sending her positive healing energies. And I'm praying for her recovery so that she can still keep doing what she is passionate about doing and having hands on to serve the people who put her in office. And also, my prayers go out to the family of that young man, and also prayer for him, you know, and just pray that he will get the right help he wants, because something must have gone radically wrong for him to do what he do. I don't want to be judgmental. I just want to pray that justice will be done, that light will be brought into the darkest places of his life, and that his family, his mom and dad and whoever else he has a family, will find some peace by reaching out to God to know what happened. So again, I send prayers out to the Congresswoman and her immediate family and all the people in her constituency. And we know that God is a miracle-working God. So as I say this right now, I know that God has dispatched his healing angels to her hospital room, and that they are ministering to her right now as we speak, and that she will be back soon giving her testimony about what God has indeed done in her life. So again, I want to remind you that you can always call in the show, 646-915-8166. And if you want to call today, you can tell me about what you are doing in this new year to make sure it's not the same old things that is happening to you. So journal, 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 journal. Relationships, relationships, relationships. Networking, networking, networking. You cannot do what you want to do by yourself. You must reach out to others. And I want to encourage you to visit my website, clarkhudson.com. Read up about the dreaming room. Give me a call so I can meet with you and get you all signed up to awaken the entrepreneur within you. Again, this Sunday the 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern through the 8:30 p.m., my guest will be Mrs. Asia USA 2010, and she will be on to share her magnificent story, that what she went through, what adversities she had to overcome, and now she is wearing, she's the reigning queen, wearing that gorgeous crown. And you might not have aspiration for being in the beauty pageant, but you sure need to find yourself so you can live with passion into the purpose and calling what God has called you to. However, there are some anchors that has been holding you down. You are chained to your past. And I want to use these Sunday segments to free you, to cut you loose so that you can soar like eagles into the calling and into the passion and purpose that God has called you to. Again, I want to encourage you, visit the show site, leave a comment, become a friend, follow me on the show, follow me on Twitter, join me on Facebook, and like my fan page on Facebook. I need your support for all the things that I'm looking to do in 2010. I cannot do it without you. Share the link with others. Encourage them to join us, and also encourage them to listen to the show on archive. I am so blessed to have so many of you as followers. For those of you who read my blog, I thank you. For those of who have taken the time to send me emails and tweets, I love and embrace you. Thank you for the encouragement. And I want you to know that this 2011, I am here to serve you. If there's anything special that you're looking for that you want me to have on this show or on the TV show, please send me an email and let me know that, and we will do our best to provide what it is that you are looking for. I'm looking for guests all over the world. So if there is a story of adversity in your area, I want to know about it. If there's a story of overcoming and becoming empowered, I want to know about it. So give me a call. The number is always 646-915-8166. I want you to remember that this is my year. This is my month. This is my day. This is the day that I've decided to activate my faith. This is the day when I will create the plan that will help my dreams to come through. This is the day when I am standing tall, I'm taking action, I'm claiming all those favors that God has for me. I am ready, Daddy. I am ready. I'm standing tall. I am no longer putting you in the box of mediocrity. I am no longer partaking and sharing in conversation around lack. I am responsible for the greatness that you have created me to be. I will not sit around idle any longer. I am ready. I'm ready to take responsibility. I am ready to take action. I am ready to put blinders on. I am ready to move from that comfortable lounging chair that I have placed in the tunnel of lack. I am ready. I am ready to move forward and to take action in 2010. It's a new year. It's a new you. And you got to take responsibilities for all the things that you are looking to do. If it is to be, it is up to you. No one can prevent you from becoming successful, becoming wealthy, becoming healthy. We have within us the God-given power for all those things to happen to us. I'm here to encourage you to say, believe in the power of who you were created to be. You must pursue after your God-given talents and skills. So what if you fall down? Get up, brush yourselves off, and take action. If you fall down and you think you need help to get up, stretch your hands upward. And someone will see them and they will grab hold of you and they will help you to stand up again. But if you lie with your eyes closed, if you lay on your feet, on your face, you are going to be there for the rest of your life. So I'm here to tell you, when you fall down, keep looking up. And before you know it, you will be on your feet again. Yes, life is not easy. Life is not fair. It is life. And we get out of life what we put in. It was an honor. It was a privilege. It is indeed a great opportunity for me to always spend time with you on these airwaves. I thank all of you who have joined in on the chat room. And for those of you who will call the phone line and hang up before I get to you, I look forward to you calling again, because I love when people call in and to express what God is doing in their lives. I want to remind you not to settle for mediocrity, because you were created for greatness. You have a specific destiny. I want you to grab hold of it, embrace it, and forge into your destiny. So long. I'll see you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when my guest will be Mrs. Asia USA 2010. So long, and you have a blessed day, and keep warm if you're in the Northeast. And for those of you who are in other parts of the world, just enjoy the beautiful climate that you were blessed to see today. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long, and I'll see you on Sunday.
Come on, you declare it to the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with his name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with his name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change